Gavin Newsom to the rescue, signs executive order on cargo crisis. By Joel B. Polak on October 20, 2021. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order on Wednesday that, he claims, will address the cargo crisis at Los Angeles and Long Beach ports, which saw a record 100 ships at anchor Tuesday and has caused a nationwide supply shock. The White House immediately celebrated Newsom's executive order with a laudatory tweet from Press Secretary Jen Psaki. However, it is not clear what, if anything, Newsom's executive order will do to address the crisis, which is a result of high demand for imports, a shortage of dock workers and truckers, and storage and logistical problems at the ports themselves. Newsom's order directs state agencies to identify additional ways to alleviate congestion at California ports, to continue coordinating with the Biden-Harris administration's Supply Chain Disruptions Task Force, and to consider long-term plans for better storage, transportation, and skills training. It also directs state agencies to identify priority freight routes to be considered for a temporary exemption to current gross vehicle limits to allow for trucks to carry additional goods. The text of the order also touts California's past investments at the Port of Oakland and its plans for zero-emissions trucks. The cargo crisis has been ongoing for months, with U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg convening a roundtable on port congestion in July, shortly before disappearing for an unannounced paternity leave in mid-August, which continues. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.